for I love my native land of Lomar and the marble city of Olete that lies betwixt the peaks of Natun and Cataphonic. But as I stood in the tower's topmost chamber, I beheld a horned waning moon, red and sinister, quivering through the vapors that hovered over the distant valley of Banff. And through an opening in the roof glittered the pale pole star, fluttering as if alive, and leering like a fiend and tempter. Methought its spirit whispered evil counsel, soothing me to traitorous somnolence with a damnable rhythmical promise which it repeated over and over. Slumber, watcher, tilled the spheres. 26,000 years have revolved, and I return to the spot where now I burn. Other stars anon shall rise to the axis of the skies, stars that soothe and stars that bless with a sweet forgetfulness. Only when my round is over shall the past disturb thy door. Vainly did I struggle with my drowsiness, seeking to connect these strange words with some lore of the skies which I'd learned from the Nakotic manuscripts. My head, heavy and reeling, drooped to my breast, and when next I looked up, it was in a dream, with a pole star grinning at me through a window from over the horrible swaying trees of a dream swamp. And I am still dreaming. In my shame and despair, I sometimes scream frantically, begging the dream creatures around me to waken me ere the Inuto steal up the pass behind the peak Natun and take the citadel by surprise. But these creatures are demons, for they laugh at me and tell me I'm not dreaming. They mock me whilst I sleep, and whilst the squat yellow foe may be creeping silently upon us. I have failed in my duty and betrayed the marble city of Olete. I have proven false to Alos, my friend and commander. But still, these shadows of my dream deride me. They say there is no land of Lomar, save in my nocturnal imaginings, that in those realms where the pole star shines high and red, Aldebaran crawls low around the horizon. There has been naught save ice and snow for thousands of years, and never a man, save squat, yellow creatures, blighted by the cold, whom they call Eskimo. And as I writhe in my guilty agony, frantic to save the city whose peril...